This podcast features three supposed adults who definitely use adult language. They're also supposedly writers who are definitely not procrastinating by making this podcast. Listener discretion is advised. To No Bad Ideas, the storytelling game show where we take the worst ideas from the internet and try to turn them into stories that are actually good.
My name is Gabriel Urbina, and I am your first Bad Ideas host.
My name is Sarah Shackett. I'm your second Bad Ideas host.
And my name is Zach Valenti, your third Bad Ideas host.
Welcome, welcome one and all to this, the only show on the internet that we know of, at least, entirely dedicated to finding bad decisions that people have made and trying to figure out how we would pitch them to, say, someone that was looking to make a movie or write a book or make a video game or some kind of narrative cave painting, for how we might turn those bad ideas into good stories.
Yeah, the fact that you can pet the cat in Spider-Man now means that video games are in want of bad ideas. They've done the good one.
Well, we are the show that is going to deliver those
excellent,
bad ideas.
Excellent.
And today I am bringing the bad idea that we have only 10 short minutes, 10 very short minutes to try to turn into a good story. Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Born ready.
All right. Dear listeners, if you would like to read along, there's going to be a link to this article in the episode description for this podcast episode. Most of the time we say kind of if you would like to follow along. This one, though, this one, I insist that you click on the link. The visuals are very important.
And to part the curtain slightly, this was an idea that two of us found and brought to the group. So I know what's coming. I usually don't. I do this time. And I can confirm you must go look at this.
I'm enthusiastically right now. Ignorant.
It is only the third time in the entire history of the show that has ever happened. It happened once last year. Then for a long time, it didn't happen. It happened 2 weeks ago. And now it's happened again. So let's just dive into this stunner of a headline from the Huffington Post. The article reads, "Howling monster wolf robots deployed in Japan to scare away wild bears." I'm going to read that one more time. Howling monster wolf robots deployed in Japan to scare away wild bears. How does anyone ever get bored? How is it possible to get bored when things like that happen in the world?
I need to order a forklift to retrieve my jaw on the floor. What the hell is this story?
Well, Zach, let me tell you all about it while I also send you the link so that you can click and look at the tremendous photos. Everyone, this is your cue to also smash that link button so that you can look at these
highly,
monster robot wolves.
Highly recommend.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. The article itself reads, "A Japanese town has deployed robot wolves in an effort to scare away bears that have become an increasingly dangerous nuisance in the countryside. It's the matchup that we've all been waiting for. Bears v. robot wolves. The town of Takikawa on the northern island of Hokkaido purchased and installed a pair of the robots after bears were found roaming neighborhoods in September. City officials said there have been no bear encounters since. To which I reply, yeah, no shit. Bear sightings are at a five-year high, mostly in rural areas in western and northern Japan, national broadcaster NHK has reported. There have been dozens of attacks so far in 2020, two of them fatal, prompting the government to convene an emergency meeting last month to address the threat they pose. The so-called monster wolf robot consists of a shaggy body on four legs, a blonde mane, and fierce, glowing red eyes." It is way scarier than that description makes it out to be. Like, it is a lot worse.
And the eyes are what make it. The glowing red eyes, that's what holds it all together. I'm just telling you.
The sounds it makes are truly, truly terrifying.
If you could see in this video, dear listeners, how scared the unwitting bear that stumbles upon this thing is when it runs back into the woods. Oh my gosh. No refunds on this.
Oh no.
Robot wolf.
When its motion detectors are activated, it moves its head, flashes lights, and emits 60 different sounds, ranging from wolfish howling to machinery noises.
Oh.
Machinery maker Ota Seiki has sold about 70 units of the robot since 2018. Holy shit, there's 70 of these things out there in the world.
Yeah.
The real Japanese wolf roamed the central and northern islands of the country before being hunted to extinction more than a century ago.
That's
Takikawa city officials said that bears become more active and dangerous as they search for food before going into hibernation in late November. A decrease of acorns and nuts in the wild this year may have driven the animals to venture closer to towns in search of sustenance, local media reported. So that's what we have for you. The great bear v monster wolf robot face-off of 2020. How extra, how metal can you get? Let's talk about it in 10 minutes starting now.
None more metal.
The whole time you were reading that, Gabrielle, I was trying and failing to think of the name of the director who has done like San Andreas and like the Dwayne Johnson movie where he's does sign language with an ape that gets super big.
Yeah.
Carnage,
I believe that's called.
Carnage, thank you. I don't know who that director is.
I don't know
the
name of the director. I don't either.
But I'm just saying, like, he may be responsible for these wolves. Like,
oh, this is a Dwayne Johnson movie waiting to happen. Absolutely.
This is the thing, right? Is that like eventually the Dwayne Johnson movie canon runs too close to like the sci-fi originals, and you can't actually like do a Sharknado. So now you have to engineer some shit so that it's true, so that it's based on a true story.
Right.
Sure, and that way that Dwayne Johnson can play it. Exactly. Dwayne Johnson's going to win an Oscar.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. And tell me if this is not the direction you want to gallop in or whatever it is that wolves do. Especially
trot,
robot
I believe.
Wolves. Trot, yes. So obviously, first year, it's incredibly effective. But like most automated solutions to problems and animals, there's a habituation period where over time, the 60 sound effects that it can do, you know, all bark, no bite, makes bears less scared. And so,
Yes, as that old saying goes,
two, by year three, we gotta up the ante. And so, you know, suddenly we go from basically mechanized scarecrow to actually dangerous robot wolf. That's like independent, like not just on a stick with like a rotating head and glowy eyes, like actually has fangs. Actually
like stalks its prey, sort of a thing.
Well, so that's the thing, is like it just becomes this robot wolf arms race, and this could all happen off screen.
Right, we could start the story in
the dystopian Japan, where civilization has been brought to its knees by an army, fleet of very, very terrifying robot wolves.
I mean, the interesting thing to me, the article that I found was not the one that the HuffPost wrote, so I didn't know this, that wolves had been hunted to extinction in Japan. So this could all be a long con by someone who wants wolves to be introduced to the wild, and like they are the one who are like instigating the bear attacks so that they can build first their like robot scarecrow wolves, but then more realistic wolves until eventually you get cyborg wolves.
My God.
Wolf 360.
I hate it. I hate it. I take it back. This person's name is Alexander Hilbert.
It's 360.
I apologize for
heads turn all the way around.
Oh, no, I hate it.
I hate it even more. I thought you were making a reference. But there's something interesting to, you know, can we use technology to sort of zero out the ecological damage that humans have done? And Like, you could tell that kind of a story. We could also just do, like, Rock'em Sock'em Robots with bears and wolves, and that's fine with me, too.
But you don't want to do the remake of Real Steel, where, like, Hugh Jackman has to coach the wolves and they're the mecha wolves in their fight against the bears.
The remake of Real Steel. Real Steel is great. Don't at me about Real Steel.
No, but all right, let's talk about this dystopian future where... Yes. These things kind of like gradually wolves. Evolve from Scarecrow into actual wolves. Who is the protagonist? The protagonist, kind of the scientist that is spearheading this like introduction of these animals into the ecosystem? Or is it someone that is trying to survive after they go rogue and turn against their masters?
I mean, the Miyazaki approach would be the child that befriends the robot wolf. In the great robot wolf v humans v bears apocalyptic battle.
Right, sort of a Princess Nausicaa kind of a figure. If the wolves are like this great, you know, threat to humanity, then probably like dog ownership and animal friendship have gone down a whole bunch, right?
100%.
Right, so
except people are now like very pro bear. They've had to ally against the bear with the bears.
Strange bedfellows, you know. But yes, but then someone who actually takes a more compassionate approach ends up creating a détente with the wolves.
And is the story kind of leading up to the détente, or is it sort of about what happens once the détente begins? Like, is the détente the end of the story?
I think that would be like my instinct is that like the traditional structure is like you have this child protagonist who's been taught like that the wolves are the enemy and the wolves are dangerous. And, you know, you do sort of a How to Train Your Dragon thing of like they get stranded in the forest and they meet one of the wolves and end up, you know, maybe liking the, you know, creating a bond with the wolf and then having to teach people that their prejudices aren't accurate.
Right.
Yes. So why doesn't the wolf, though, when its motion detectors are triggered, why doesn't it wolf on this child? Kind of like, what is the reason for that?
Because it's slightly defective. It's been damaged, and so it doesn't have all 60 sounds anymore.
So you say that this mechanical wolf is a little lacking in teeth, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Maybe. I think that like if we're going to take this to the logical conclusion of technological advances like resulting in consciousness, I think that there's a certain point at which like the cyborg wolves are a proud species unto their own that no longer execute code like, you know, dumb robots. They certainly
they start improving on themselves.
Programming, right? Exactly. Like they've like maybe not totally evolved out of their, you know, their sort of genesis code, but are capable of, you know, emotions and compassion. But because of like human, you know, sort of garbage in, garbage out, like most humans don't come at it with like pets. They come at it with sharp things and explosives.
So what can they do to turn the tide? Sort of what is the thing that this duo can do to show both the human bear alliance and the like mecha wolf empire that there can be a third path, that violence is not the only way?
They set up a show, like a contest where like the wolves have to go through these little hoops. No, they do not invent.
They
the
have
West
to
Western
hijack the YouTube algorithm to trend as like a cute dodo video, like where they have all these bizarre, like a kangaroo that makes friends with a wombat. Like,
I mean,
it cannot be a post-apocalyptic universe if YouTube is still.
I was gonna say, like, if YouTube is still around, then like we're not doing so bad. Like, you know,
yeah,
civilization has not been brought so much to its knees as perhaps. Been put on its back foot.
Fair.
I think like the wolf has to has to get brought in and like treated with a lot of suspicion, but like save the town in some way.
That was probably the right answer. The wrong answer would be that there's no way that they can convince them, and it's a real downer movie. And they try their hardest, and and it all goes wrong.
Right, and they die, and like no one else knows the truth.
Right.
They sort of see the cycle of unending violence.
Hooray!
And this is why we can't have nice things.
All right, well, talk to me about some of the side characters. Who are some of the other humans in this village? Mm-hmm. Like, who are these kids, this kid's parents? Or is he like, or are they like being raised by like the community since they're...
By bears?
Their best friend is definitely a bear. Like, let's just right. be clear about that.
I think
they
have bears as pets now. Like, I feel like that's a thing.
No, I think that like the bears have been like, they've been given like translators a la Doug from the movie Up.
Yes,
and so we
absolutely
can now communicate
they
with them.
Have. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's more of a like, you know, like co-society rather
got it,
than
got it, got it.
Right.
So right. His like second grade teacher was a bear.
Perfect. That's sold. 15 seconds. What is it called though? What is the movie called?
Man, obviously Mecha Wolf. I'm sorry, Wolf 359.
No,
360.
Heart of the Wolf.
That's time. That
oh,
is
boy.
Time.
God damn. Great fucking idea.
Just
that was
call
a lot
it
of fun.
Balto.
Balto. No, Balto. No.
Man.
Balto's good. Something about like tooth and claw or like, you know, like, I don't know. Oh my God. That's so funny. Balto. Jesus.
We love wolves here, clearly.
Yes. No, and like it's I think that like what like you know, because like there are sometimes when we definitely bring some ideas here when we're all a little bit like, is this a bad idea? It's a little bit like on the edge. What like takes this firmly off the fence and like solidifies it in like bad idea territory for me is that it's not just wolf robots, but they're very specific about their monster wolf robots.
They're monster wolves.
They're
meant
intentionally
to scare bears.
Yeah, like they're intentionally
come on, guys.
Monstrous wolves.
Right. They're...
Come on. Black Mirror would not do this because they'd think it'd be too basic.
I stand by my earlier question of how does anyone get bored? There's so much weird shit happening in the world.
Seriously.
All the time. Ugh. Especially this year.
Well, we should go find some more weird shit. And we'll be back with more of it next week.
This has been No Bad Ideas, produced by Gabriel Urbina, Sarah Shackett, and Zach Valenti. Many thanks to our patrons for their partnership in making this show happen. And a special shout out to our Idealist members, Jennifer Schneider, Rena Sarame, and Rebecca Allen. Today's episode features music by State Shirt and Jazar from freemusicarchive.org. You can support the show at nobadideaspodcast.com/support. And if you love this show, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Thanks.